Are they started? Well done. Yeah.
Oh, my God, I've got a mouthful of M&M's.
He's got... Is it M&M's or,
no, finish the cake.
Or a Swiss roll?
No, finish the cake.
Because you come to us, ladies and gentlemen, for the after-show show at a time when we've literally had the most bizarre celebration you've ever encountered.
I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anyone hate a birthday so much in my life. Especially coming from me. I can't even talk. My mouth is watering.
Allow me to tell them that... John Hart, right? Anybody who was with us on the show, I don't know when you're listening to this, but if you're with us on the show on Wednesday, it was John Hart, the newsreader's birthday. And we thought we'd, you know, on air, we said happy birthday to him. And we got the most extraordinary. He was borderline annoyed at us.
So we sang happy birthday, and then we went, happy birthday, John. And he said, fucking shit, is what he said. I've never seen anybody that needs to be so upset by their own birthday. He said he just doesn't get them at all. Never has, never
hates
will.
Them. And then,
absolutely hates him.
So when the show was over, right, Andy, who had heard all of this, decided, to be fair to him, Andy Bad News went, and he bought it's a kind of chocolate
it's
Swiss
like
roll.
An orange chocolate Swiss roll. Not bad at all, I have
Sorry,
to say.
Sorry, I just dribbled on myself there.
Orange chocolate Swiss roll, not bad at all. A big bowl full of chocolate buttons and M&Ms.
Yeah.
Of course, ideally, they're all wrapped in their own little individual packaging, because now we're not allowed to enjoy our lives anymore. And he did all that, and still not impressed, he hates it.
No, so we waited for John to come out after reading the bulletin, and we all sang happy birthday, and he was disgusted.
My favourite answer to anything I've ever heard was, is it a significant birthday with a 5 or a 0? None of them are significant, Jim, I think we can agree. Absolutely, he's upset with his birthday.
Surely you can sort of identify.
What?
Because it's sort of, no, but hang on a second, it's kind of like, it's parallel with your hatred of Christmas.
Well, yeah, but Christmas is shit. Well, you know what I mean? But this is why Christmas is shite, because...
Ultimately, Christmas is Jesus' birthday. Well, so you're basically saying you don't like Jesus'... like Jesus' birthday.
No, I don't like Jesus' birthday. It's been wrecked by people like you who decide that everybody else should get presents.
And then you're giving poor old John Hart a hard time because he doesn't like his own birthday.
Of course, they're completely
different. Maybe he's Jesus.
He's not Jesus. Jesus is Jesus. And they have it all wrong. No, they're totally different festivals. Come on, let's get real about it. Like Christmas, for example, for a start, the whole point is it's horrible because you get one or two presents and you have to give away 5 or 6. The ratio is shit. The gift to get ratio is absolutely shit. Whereas with your own birthday, you just receive all the presents. You get cake, you get a bowl. Even if you're not enjoying yourself, somebody gives you a bowl of chocolate buttons. So your birthdays are brilliant. But it's the giving that fucking ruins Christmas. It's the giving, it ruins
literally,
it.
Literally, the very thing that Christmas has been built on is this spirit of giving.
And you
literally said, right, saying fundamentally, I tell you what, Christmas, here's where you went wrong. That whole giving business.
It's awful.
Kindness. Forget that kindness shit.
Forget that shit.
It's about selfishness.
Yeah, it's about...
You need to get more than you give.
Just spread it out over the year. I get you a present, you get me a present. Gradually, as the year goes on,
right,
on our individual days, it's so much better.
And so have you not... You know the way there's that well-known kind of phrase, well-worn phrase at this stage, that ironically, it's better to give than to receive.
Yeah,
you
mad,
obviously don't subscribe to that.
Gosh, that's the ranting of a drunk lunatic. That's a syphilis-infected drunk came up with that sort of nonsense. Who comes up with that? Better to give than receive.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, wise men.
Give us it. And see if you can enjoy your money better then, if it's in my pocket. I don't think so.
Just I'm saying, you know, traditionally very, you know, people allegedly very wise men have said that the secret to happiness is that it's the giving, you know, giving back into the world and the kindness and all that.
Is it, yeah? Oh, crap, I didn't know that. I must stop off at Argos and buy a fucking kettle for a stranger on the way home and see how that works out for either of us.
Maybe you'd feel amazing.
I don't think so. No, definitely not. I mean, it's great, the giving, but it has to be spontaneous giving that's fun. Like, you know what I mean? There's nothing spontaneous about Christmas. It's like, it's coming to that time and you're Brown Thomas on opening a Christmas shop in August telling you, don't forget, it's nearly the time.
Yeah.
And you have to give at a specific time and date to it. I'm not into that at all. Spontaneous giving is good. Tell everyone it's my birthday.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah. Well, you know, assume when it is your birthday. No, you don't just spontaneously tell people it's your birthday when it's
I spontaneously
the
start
October.
Talking about it in the middle of March. It's the 18th of April and I stop talking about it around the end of May.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
And so that's quite spontaneous. It feels spontaneous.
You see, that... that thing about spontaneous giving, right?
Yeah.
I know you were saying that you think that's a good idea. I don't know if it is. Because the worst thing that anybody can do to you in a gift-giving situation
yeah.
is come out with words like, surprise me.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. No, I'm not
mean,
that.
No.
This is what
you don't want that.
This is what used to, my mates are always really surprised, or my family used to be really surprised. They'd be like, what do you want for Christmas? And I'd say, I'll have a list, I'll send it over to you.
Yeah.
And I would take things off as
response.
People said they were going to get them.
Yeah. You know? But it's much better for somebody to turn around and say to you, get me the new blah, 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 or a pair of them, or
so
whatever.
Much better, yeah.
As opposed to the, or the worst. The only thing worse than surprise me is... I don't want anything. I'm fine.
Oh, that's an easy one.
Oh, Jesus.
That's easy. Do it once. Just don't get them at once. And that never happens again. Never happens again. You had to, this year.
Why?
Season.
Because they throw you out of the house.
Yeah, they have a fucking tantrum and you go, well, now. You fucking learnt now, didn't you? You learnt now. And if you want a surprise, I'll give you a shit in a box. So let's get real here. What do you fucking want?
What's ever happened to our machine?
Oh, jeez, I don't know what happened to it. Did you run out of memory or something? Oh, someone's ringing. Oh, my
God. Oh, well, that's okay. It'll probably still be going. Anyway.
It stopped now.
What?
It stopped again now.
Oh, no.
Now it's back on again. Now two videos.
Oh, my God. We're going to have to put these together.
From now on.
Right, okay. Stop ringing me!
Don't be ringing in the middle of a podcast. You're bleeding half wits. You should know what we're doing without when we don't tell you. Know what you're doing.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So
that, you know what I mean?
A shit in a box.
A shite in a box. I want a surprise, Grant. You'll never think it's a shite in a box. Never think it's a shite in a box.
Yeah.
I want nothing at all. Grant, neither do I. I want nothing at all. And in fairness, it just
takes a couple
of shit Christmases
and that doesn't work either. That agreement business. There's no point in ever going down that road. I don't want that. And actually, that's grand. I don't really want that and I don't need that. And so we'll go with that. Yeah, we won't do presents or whatever. That never works.
Oh, yeah. Because that work once.
Because what happens is you arrive down on whatever it is, morning or whatever, and then it's like, you know, you think nothing of it, and then there's a little box and it's like, what's this? I just got you a little something. I thought we weren't doing things.
Yeah, but,
it's just a little something. Which makes me seem like a stingy bastard because I didn't get something.
But that's you doing that to yourself, then. Because I'd be there going, Grant, well, I stuck to the deal. I have nothing for you.
Yeah.
Nothing.
So you're literally going to say to the person who got you the present, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah. Well, how fucking dare you? Ruined Christmas. You've ruined Christmas. We had a deal. I was looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And you've fucked off now on your own bat and decided that the joy of giving is more important to you than me having the joy of doing nothing. Well, how very dare you, you selfish person. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, definitely. You see, the joy, this is it. Giving ruins Christmas. If everybody just agreed, stuff your faces.
Yeah.
Or if you had to give the same, if everyone had to give someone the same thing. That'd be making
That's why Easter is great.
Easter,
You know what you're getting and you know what you're giving.
Exactly.
It's going to be chocolate.
Yeah.
In some way, shape or form.
That's it. If Christmas was like that, I think I could get behind it. No, I couldn't actually. No, there's too many people. No, I couldn't get in. No. No, it's just better when it's your birthday and you just get everything yourself. It's better. It's better, man. Come on. You know what I mean?
I'm not denying there's a lot of joy in birthdays.
And you get to shite on about yourself for a couple of days, and even though you can see it in people's faces, they don't want you to do it. They can't really ask you to stop. Ah, yeah, it's great, yeah.
I don't know. What's the bit you get to talk about? I don't know if you get to talk about yourself.
I do. I never stop talking about myself around my birthday. Are you joking? Birthday.
What do you be saying about yourself?
You meet people and they go, how are you? And you go, how are you? And you don't actually mean how are you, you just mean hello.
Yeah.
You never answer the question, how are you? You go, Grant, how are you? Well, April for the whole month, whatever.
So yeah.
How are you? And I go, Grant's my birthday coming up. And they go, really? And I say, yes, it is. And I'm 46 years old on this one, and I'm really enjoying. I can't wait to look. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm expecting lots of presents and all. In fact, if you're around and you want to drop something into the station, it's just there, right beside us, actually here at the moment.
That's incredible.
And then you're like, oh, okay, yeah, good.
That's
and
great.
No, not really, because I'm really looking forward to my birthday. So,
it could be a total stranger.
Oh, everyone!
It could be somebody saying to you,
Elaine,
sorry,
you're really embarrassed.
Excuse me, mate. You don't happen to know where the nearest post office is, right?
Sorry, I'm not from here. I'm out for a walk on my birthday.
Even if it's... I do, actually. And funny you should say that, in case you're thinking of sending me a birthday card, because it is my birthday later.
That's exactly... I'd probably do something like that. What, you got around to pick up my birthday present, are you? It's my birthday today. Come on, anyway.
Sorry, what?
Left. Yeah. It's my birthday over there, yeah.
Oh.
So So we're on the, Elaine used to get really embarrassed. Me and Elaine together, she used to get really embarrassed, right? Because I would just say it to everybody, for everybody.
Yeah.
Right? So you know what I mean? Go for a cup of coffee, you know. How are you? Oh, it's my birthday today. And they, a lot of times you get a free coffee, you know. You know,
oh my God!
Yeah, yeah. Or if you're out for food, you know.
Just randomly walking down the street.
Oh, you meet someone, you
hello. Hi, it's my birthday today.
How's it going, yeah? Birthday today. She get really, well, probably not just walking down the street, but if anyone said anything to me, like if anyone said anything, I'd always just get straight into it. Always.
Wow.
Like, in a chip or whatever. Oh, what are you, how are you? Great, yeah. Birthday today, yeah. Oh, happy birthday. Thank you very much, yeah. 46 and all, I'd be going off for whatever age. Like, you can't
just stop.
Can't take me anywhere. In a petrol station. How's it going, Grant? My birthday. Okay, fine.
Paying for diesel.
Paying for diesel.
And you'd be thanks very much. Do you want a receipt?
Oh, yeah.
I do. Yeah, I'll take it with me.
I'll
it's my birthday
receipt.
Today, by the way.
Get a bit of tax back for the birthday. Yo, it's my birthday.
Oh my God!
I can't tell everybody. I never
should have. That's amazing.
Yeah. Like you never do that with Christmas and all. You know what I mean?
To be honest with you,
who'd say that?
People wouldn't do it for their birthday either.
Foot shower waste. That's ruining a perfectly good opportunity. You know what I mean?
That's incredible.
And you get a little misery hole out there. Can't even eat a cake.
Where did this obsession with your birthday come? If you were you like
I'll tell you where it came from. I'll tell you where it came from. April 18th, 1983 is where it came from. That's where it came from. Because, right, back then, this is where it came. So, you know, remember the way you used to go and you didn't rent a video, you rented a video player as well. And the video, you had to rent a video player and it came with a video. And you would put it into the fucking telly and the man would have to come around and tune the video into the TV. Do you remember that?
Yeah, to be honest, I don't think I saw a video player till I left home.
Oh, this was like, no one owned one. Like there was one house on our road had one and it was like there was a space shuttle in the backyard.
Right,
So you rented a video player from Apollo 1, so you had to go into town. And you got to Moore Street. And you got to Apollo 1.
And a man would have to come out with a van.
And the man would come out with a van.
Actually, two men would have to come out because they were so big. Two of them had to carry it in.
Yeah, and he'd set it up, right? And then he'd tune it into your telly. And hold on. And we got that, right? And me dad's friend, Tommy Nolan, got E.T. for me birthday.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Brilliant.
Right? Unreal.
That was the hot movie at the time.
Hot movie at the time. And I think it might have even been a pirate back in the day. I don't know.
Right.
Right. So he puts it on and it was all the kids and all. And they wouldn't shut the fuck up for 5 minutes to watch it. And I got really upset. Really. I was crying. My ma still talks about it. that they were all running around. And it was a beautiful day, sunshine.
This was your birthday party.
My birthday party, they little fucking bastards. And I was like, shut up. Watch the movie! So watch the movie!
They were running around being... What age were you in 83?
I was 8 years old.
Hey, they were running about being 8 year olds, like playing whatever 8 year olds play.
Cowboys and Indians
exactly. And stuff in their face and being sick and everything.
Yeah.
And you wanted to watch E.T.
And I was there wanting to watch the movie. And I was there... And they wanted to go out and play in the sun. And they wouldn't shut up. And I lost it. And I was there. I must have said that day. Because that's the very... I could tell you what I was wearing. I was wearing my Sizzler runners with the Velcro straps on them. Right? And my little miniature, like... They were like cords. Remember, everyone wore cords and all. These green yolks, right?
Yeah.
And a brown jumper with a vest thing over it. That had this colour. Right, this colour, yeah.
Wow, that's quite a picture
you
paint.
And you want to see me hair.
I don't know what Sizzler runners look like, but... God. Velcro straps, brown cords and a green jumper.
I know,
or green cords and a brown
and
jumper.
Brown jumper.
That's impressive, man.
I know. It wasn't long after the 70s. I was still in it, right?
Who were you? Are you Huggy Bear?
And it was like a vest over the jumper with rainbow colours on it.
What?
Yeah, I think there's a picture that exists. And my hair looked like, a hairy man's armpit, right? On top of my head. And I was raging, man.
Yeah.
And I think from that point on, because I've never remembered the birthday clear, I must have said, from now on, my birthday, I'm going to enjoy it. No matter what happens.
Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy it. Me and E.T. and all you can piss off. It's all about me from now on. It's all about me.
Wow.
From now on.
That's brilliant.
So, yeah.
Brilliant that we've been able to go trace it back, the psychological scarring that led to your birthday obsession. Although, to be honest with you, of the potential scarring, I would have thought the green cords and the brown jumper might have had a part to play, but obviously not.
It is a very vivid memory. Maybe that's the scarring. Maybe a part of me was thinking, I'm never going to want to feel like Shirley Bassey on my birthday ever again. I'm dressed as Shirley Bassey in Hollywood cash, and I don't think this is something I'm gonna want to relive. So maybe that was it as well.
That's amazing. And it was a full kind of like it's my birthday and I'll cry if I want to.
I got very upset. Yeah. Very, very upset, yeah. Cousins and all. I think that's when I decided to hate family and all.
That's, you know, I can want understand.
To go out to garden,
I can understand.
Want
that.
To eat crisps and everything. You know, you bastards. Sit down, watch the movie and go home. You know what I mean? Steven Spielberg has put fortunes into this, and you think we need your sound effects.
Do you know what's brilliant? Is the fact that it's beautiful to see the idea that this, you know, the way you have this persona as like giving out and don't be calling around and people in the cinema annoying me and that. So it's beautiful to see that was there from an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
It was nurtured. This grumpiness was nurtured from an 8-year-old right the way through life. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
I think you deserve praise for maintaining that level
for
of displeasure.
A consistently cantankerous bastard. For nearly 40 years.
It's exactly.
Yeah,
or
no, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's a thing. Nobody has that level of commitment anymore.
No, they don't. And I certainly do. Yeah. You know, so there's one day a year I let myself come out of my shell and enjoy myself. And I do that because it's all about me. So I think, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen.
There's only probably 6 months or something left of your birthday, is there?
Probably
7 months.
6 months to it, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I have to get through Christmas and Halloween and everything. What's distractions? I mean, you swear to God. There's even an Easter before my birthday. Jesus Christ, as if the world didn't even care about it.
Yeah, exactly. You'd imagine at some stage, like, they would have realised and there would be a PJ Gallagher day on your birthday. That April 18th would become PJ Gallagher Day. So that at least everybody could understand the fact.
But hold on, is everyone getting presents for it?
Oh, that's a very good point.
Because if that's the case...
You don't want people giving cards and presents to each other.
On my day. Imagine how disappointed you'd be. Ah, geez, that'd be just like a warm Christmas.
That'd be amazing. If you actually, imagine you were honoured, right? The Irish government decided, right, we want to honour, he's one of our finest ever comedians and entertainers, and we want to honour the great PJ Gallagher. We're going to make it an actual bank holiday, so everybody will have the day off. And PJ would be like, everybody has
the day
off.
What's the point of me having a day off then?
Like, what's it got to do with it? Why are they all getting off?
Why are they all getting off? What, for my day? Surely I only enjoy it more if they're all in work. Sure, everywhere's got to be packed now. What's the point of this?
What a letdown.
Okay, yeah, you little fart. Knew I shouldn't have voted for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Right.
Oh, God.
Put an end to video number two.
I'm going to go and get some more orange cake for John's birthday. Whether he likes it or not, I'm fucking celebrating.